بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا جو کوئی نفس کے کہنے پر کان لگاتا ہے اور شہوت کے علم کا پابند ہوتا ہے اس کو ہوا کے قید خانہ میں قید کرتے ہیں. حضرت حضرت رحمۃ اللہ علیہ says that a person whoever submits to the demands of his nafs, when the nafs makes a demand, then he listens to what the nafs says and he obeys the nafs, and he submits himself to the desires, to the lusts of the nafs. Then what Allah Ta'ala does, Allah Ta'ala imprisons him in the jail, in the prison of lust and desire. He becomes then a prisoner of his nafs, of his desires. Whatever desire he develops in him, he fulfills it. Yeah, because he initially he refused to combat his nafs when evil desires develop in a person, and that is just natural. It is natural in every person. We all have a nafs, an evil nafs, but we are required to combat it and to fight it and to subdue our desires. But if we do not struggle against the nafs, then Allah Ta'ala, He removes His aid from us. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالَّذِي جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who wage jihad in our path against the nafs, against our desires, then we open up the ways of Jannah for that person, make it easier for that person. But when there is no effort from a person to combat his nafs, then Allah Ta'ala makes him a prisoner of his nafs. And then whatever desire comes, he acts now like an animal now. Fully submits fully to his nafs. Or Haq Ta'ala, تمام فائدوں کو اس کے دل پر حرام کر دیتا ہے. And then Allah Ta'ala makes haram everything, denies this person, it prohibits all goodnesses found on this person's heart. There's no goodness that will come to Allah. Allah Ta'ala refers to the khair, the goodness that will benefit us in the akhirat. In other words, moral and spiritual wisdom, insight, and the understanding of the deen and their inclination to follow the deen, all whatever is benefit and will benefit in the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala, He denies these benefits to us, makes the haram upon us. Now the hearts become darkened and become like stone, unable to understand and differentiate between good and bad. Or حق بات کا مزا نہیں پاتا, and that person will not taste the pleasure of some of حق. In our truth, حق will be better for such a person. When he hears truth, then his heart repels it, rebuffs it. But when he hears batil and falsehood, then he absorbs it. اور اس کی دعا بھی قبول نہیں ہوتی. اینڈ ہز دعا از ناٹ ایکسیپٹڈ. دعا آف سچ اے پرسن, سچ اے ہارٹ وچ از ڈارکنڈ, وچ دیئر از نو نور, ایون دا نیچرل نور آف ایمان از آلسو ڈارکنڈ ان ہز ہارٹ ایز اے ریزلٹ آف بیکمنگ دا سلیو آف ہز نفس, دین ہز دعا آلسو آر ناٹ ایکسیپٹڈ. اور جو کوئی حسب مقدور راضی راضی رضا ہے, حق تعالی اس کو اس کے انداز سے زیادہ بزرگی عطا فرماتا ہے. A person who is contented with Allah Ta'ala's decrees, and one is contented with Allah Ta'ala's decrees, when you submit to Allah Ta'ala's deen, to the Shariat and to the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you are contented, then Allah Ta'ala rewards that person for such piety which he does not deserve, not by means of his efforts. He cannot reach that degree and that status of taqwa and piety, Allah Ta'ala bestows it to him as a gift, because he constantly makes effort. He makes effort in the path of Allah Ta'ala, so Allah Ta'ala rewards him now with taqwa more than what he deserves. Whatever a person can achieve, wali, no matter how a great a wali may be, friend of Allah, he achieves that rank, that status, and that istiqamah, that steadfastness, and that ability to effect so much ibadah by virtue of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, the aid of Allah Ta'ala, not on the basis of his own strength and his own effort. We have to make the effort, but our efforts are always deficient. So Allah Ta'ala perfects it then. Kisi ne poocha, dil ka asli kaam kya hai? Someone asked Hazrat Muhammad Hari Rahmatullahi, what is the actual function of the heart? What is the actual function of the heart? Aapne farma, heart means the ruhaniyat, the spiritual heart. आपने फरमाया कि वो असल मुकारबत है कि वो खुदा तआला को देखता है और सिफत इलाही का मुशाहदा करता है. सेट द एक्चुअल फंक्शन ऑफ द हार्ट मुकारबत एंड क्लोजनेस टू अल्लाह तआला. दैट इज द एक्चुअल फंक्शन ऑफ द हार्ट टू प्रोग्रेस एंड reach proximity or closeness unto Allah Ta'ala. The limbs of insan, body, are related to everyone and all things, but the heart, it is reserved only for Allah Ta'ala. The heart should be only for Allah Ta'ala. It should be always filled with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. It says in the Quran, مَا خَلَقُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created jinn and man except for one thing, for them to my father to remember me, and that is the function of the heart. So if the dunya is, the heart is filled with the dunya, obviously there is nothing of Allah Ta'ala will remain in that heart. So the heart has to be emptied from the love of the dunya, whilst insan goes about fulfilling his worldly needs and fulfilling his duties and obligations related to his family and to others, his heart should not be there. His heart must always be with Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah Ta'ala calls him, the duties of Allah Ta'ala's deen calls upon him, then he will put everything aside. Put everything aside, and he will submit to Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. So he says the actual function of the heart is to gain closeness unto Allah Ta'ala, and because with this heart then you will see Allah Ta'ala and you will perceive Allah Ta'ala with the spiritual heart, and you will understand and perceive his sifat, his attributes. How we just say, we will recite Inna Allaha kulli shayin qadir, Allah Ta'ala is, he is, has power over everything. Allah Ta'ala is Alim, he knows everything, he is Basir, he sees it. These are only verbal expressions. With our tongue we express this, but we do not understand what these sifat, which attributes of Allah Ta'ala, what they actually mean. And we will only be able to understand that if the blindness of the heart, it is removed, and the heart is glorified, and then with the purified heart, the eyes of the heart will open up, and we'll be able to see Allah Ta'ala with our hearts, and we'll be able to understand the sifat, the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. And as I said, the heart can only be purified, become nurani, then nur settles in the heart, and that nur will only settle in the heart if the love and the impurities of the dunya, the heart is emptied from this. Then only will we understand and be able to perceive Allah Ta'ala and see his sifat and see his being also with the heart. But if as long as the contamination of the world are in the heart, then the heart remains dark and blind. in his dressing.
You know that first thing, the first stage, when the man uses the interest in the good amal of being, that is because the heart is dark. So, how to remove that darkness?
The very, very bottom line is obedience following the Shariat. So you follow the Shariat, it's not only the Amal Zahir, only the Namaz and fasting, etc. Not following the Shariat is everything. All departments of the Shariat have to, we have to follow it and implement it in our daily life. Our akhlaq, our ibadat, our aqaid, firstly our beliefs have to be correct. The beliefs must be correct. If there's any contamination in the belief, if there's any bid'ah in which a person is involved, he can struggle and make his entire life, his heart will remain dark. As long as there is any darkness in a person's heart, and bid'ah is the worst thing. It is the worst cause of darkness in the heart, it is bid'ah. It is worse than zina, it's worse than drinking liquor, it is worse than many sins. It is called bid'ah, because bid'ah, it changes the deen. And be a person hardly gains the tawfiq to make tawbah, to repent for bid'ah, because he thinks bid'ah is ibadat, so why should he make tawbah? So as long as we do not fully submit to the deen, there is no way of purifying the heart and removing the darkness from the heart. As in some people say the ibadat is correct, the formula is azkar also, the amulat is correct, the dealings may be correct, but their life at home may be corrupt. Life with the wife is corrupt and does not fulfill the hukuk which the Shariat has given the wife. Does not fulfill that. So he's committing zulm, but for him it's not zulm. Zulm is only maybe if he does something to somebody else. He oppresses him, now he understands zulm. But the zulm that he does to whom? To his wife, he doesn't understand that. So as long as his relationship with his wife or with his neighbors, oh, with someone else, the people is not correct, all other aspects can be correct and reformed, but if that is, if you commit zulm in that aspect, the darkness will remain. That's the reason he said that sometimes when Salat Istisqa is made, Salat for rain, in some places, when the Salat Istisqa was about to start, then the announcement was made, Butruk was there. He said, if in this crowd, if there is any, if there are any such people who harbor enmity for anyone, or who are not on speaking terms with anyone, please leave this gathering. Leave this gathering, because this dua here will not be beneficial. The rain will not come. Or if someone has usurp anyone's rights, hukuk, you must leave this gathering. You should not be present here. Because why? That will interfere, it will impede the dua being accepted. So, the thing, to remove the heart, the darkness of the heart, everything must be followed of the Shariat. And for that, there's a need to improve your knowledge. You don't need to go to a madrasa for that knowledge, for your practical life. In this samana, there are two men Allah Ta'ala has made very easy. Many, many kitabs are available. It is wajib upon every person to every day spend a few months reading the kitabs on the fiqh masail, then taharat and salat and so on, etc., as well as on the akhlaq, the moral character, and to read the books of the awliya stories. If you adopt that practice, Then inshallah ta'ala you will understand, everyone will then understand what I am as a Muslim, what is expected of me, and how must I reach Allah ta'ala. The path will be opened up then. But without knowledge, it's not possible to understand how you must progress. Generally, we only perform salat generally and fast, and that also full of defects. Our salat is also deficient. So as I say, the thing there is, it's a whole program. Let's give you one small example that how dark the hearts are. This is, daily we observe it, people sitting and they make wuzu and they will speak there. Once they are making wuzu, yet they know them, it's not that they don't know. There's notices also up there. The Nabi Sahib hadith is also written on there. The name of the shaitan is also written on there. Which shaitan is staying with you? They know it. But the hearts are dark. The hearts are dead. They don't understand this thing. Although it's there, it's meaningless. Now when one has such an attitude for something which is haram and right inside the masjid, and when your ibadat, your salat starts, from the time you leave your home, comes in the hadith. From the time you leave your home, every step you take, it's recorded as if you are in salam. So when you are in salam, right from that time, then the nearer you come to the masjid, the closer you open, come unto Allah Ta'ala. When you're in the wuzu khana, you're making wuzu then, and you still don't understand that where you are, then you can, from that one, you can gauge now the extent of the darkness of the heart. So when I say the thing, the awliya say that when you are unable or you don't have the opportunity to sit in the company and the sohbet of the salihin, there are no longer anyone of the caliber left in this dunya, then you must make wajib upon you to read the stories of the awliya. Because these are the armies of Allah, Hazrat Junayn Baghdadi, these are the armies of Allah Ta'ala. They will fortify your heart. Ruhaniyat will come in your heart. And then you will understand, you will perceive yourself. You will make once a slight error. Leave alone haram. You miss out a mustahab or a adab. Then immediately your conscience will agitate. That's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Al-Ithmu ma'haqa fi." Sin is what agitates your conscience. So that when one the heart is alive, then whatever you do, if it is wrong, if it's in conflict with the not only with the Sharia, but it's in conflict with other, it's in conflict with Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, there's no benefit for you in the akhirat, although you may not be sinful, but your nafs, your conscience, your imani conscience will agitate, and you will understand, no, I have to refrain from this. After that one.